Now dictation for Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Laquiere, L-A-Q-U-I-E-R-E, October 9, 65, addresses a letter to Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Johnson, and PA, 231-832-7170. Dear Mrs. Johnson, follow-up for Mrs. Laquiere, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, some back discomfort. The last few days, no anti-inflammatory agents, does not recall any trauma or any type of movement, chronic feeling of tiredness, extensive review system negative, weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, cloudiness of blood, no chest pain palpitations, syncope, increased dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Next paragraph, medication list review, notice bicarbonate replacement, vitamin D125, otherwise Norvasc, Avapro, hydralazine, metoprolol, also takes cholesterol, triglyceride management, Onfarsiga, FARXIGA. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 120/76 on the left side, weight 172, alert to the intestine 3, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no edema, neurological deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is creatinine 2.2, has fluctuated in the 1.7 to 2.3. Present GFR 26 at stage 4, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal. Chronic low white blood cell. From low neutrophils. Normal platelet count, anemia 10.8. Size red blood cells, 89. She follows with Dr. Girard, G-I-R-A-R-D, hematology at University of Michigan. Prior bone marrow biopsy non-revealing. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3 to 4, fluctuating. At the same time, no symptoms, no indication for dialysis. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, hypertension well controlled. Next number, metabolic acidosis on treatment. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on treatment. Next number, leukopenia. Predominance of low neutrophils, University of Michigan following. Clinically not symptomatic, continue chemistry in a regular basis, come back on the next 4 months. Patient asks about potential IV contrast. University might be requesting for evaluation of spleen on the CT scan. She's at risk for IV contrast nephropathy. It's true that hydration helps, and the type of contrast that is used now is not ionic, and low or smaller, minimizing the risk, but not zero. Of course, if that will change treatment of the patient, we will never oppose. It will continue follow-up, come back in 4 months.